Hi, my name is Vitor Haase. I am professor of neuropsychology at the Federal University of Minas Gerais in Brazil, and I'm going to present a paper published in the December 2020 issue of Developmental Medicine and Child Neurology. Please let me share the screen. The title is Motor Imagery in Children with Unilateral Cerebral Palsy, a Case Control Study. This investigation was part of the doctoral work of Deiziane Souto at the graduate program in neuroscience at our university. Children with unilateral cerebral palsy exhibit motor planning deficits as shown in this figure. Motor imagery has been implied in motor planning, and motor imagery has also been suggested as an important strategy of motor rehabilitation for several conditions, including unilateral cerebral palsy. In order to use motor imagery in the rehabilitation of kids with unilateral cerebral palsy, it is important to be sure that they are able to perform on this kind of tasks. One test that has been used to assess motor imagery is the hand laterality judgment task. In this task, back or palm views of the right or left hand are presented in different angles of rotation. And the participant is asked to indicate if it is the left or the right hand. The assumption is that one strategy used to solve this task is mental rotation. A flavor of the test may be given in the following slides. First, there appears a fixation cross. Then there come the views of the hand at different rotation angles. The assumption that motor imagery is involved in this hand laterality judgment test comes from two main effects. The first one is that the reaction time increases with a rotation angle. This interpreted as meaning that the larger the rotation angle, the larger the time required to mentally rotate the stimuli in order to match to decide if they correspond to the left or to the right hand. Another important effect is compliance with the biomechanical constraints. This is shown in this picture. We have two pictures of the right hand in the dorsal view. On the left, fingers are pointed medially, so medial rotation usually is associated with an important decrease in reaction time because it's easier to mentally represent hand rotation in the medial rotation. Otherwise, the lateral rotation position increases considerably the reaction time because it is difficult to mentally represent hand rotation in this position because of anatomical reason. It is simply anatomically awkward to rotate hands in this position. 57 children with unilateral cerebral palsy participated in our study, and 175 children with typical development forming the control group participated also in the study. Both groups of children were around 10 years of age, with ages ranging from 6 to 14 years. There were 32 children with right unilateral cerebral palsy. There were no important difference in demographic characteristics of right and left unilateral cerebral palsy. All children came from less favored socioeconomic backgrounds. They attended to state-run schools, and the children with unilateral cerebral palsy attended to state-run or charitable programs of rehabilitation. The measures were the hand laterality judgment task, as shown before, which was applied both to typically developing developing children to children with cerebral palsy. In the group of children with cerebral palsy, we also assessed intelligence using the Raven CPM or RISC-IV. We also assessed functional performance using the assisted hand assessment. And we also assessed working memory with the Corsi cubes backwards. As expected, we were able to observe the first effect suggesting that kids with unilateral cerebral palsy may indeed use motor imagery to solve the task. An association, a positive association, was observed between the angle of rotation and reaction time. There were no differences among groups of controls, right or left unilateral cerebral palsy regarding reaction time. However, accuracy in the group of kids with unilateral cerebral palsy was lower than accuracy in the control group. The other effect was observed, suggesting use of motor imagery, was the compliance with the biomechanical constraints of the task. In this case, the results are presented for the right hand palm view, and it's possible to observe that the anatomically awkward position, so at 90 degrees rotation, is considerably more difficult than the easy to rotate position at 270 degrees. In addition, we observed a negative association between motor imagery ability and functional performance, suggesting that motor imagery deficits may have functional consequences. And we also observed a negative association between working memory and motor imagery performance, suggesting that cognitive factors are indeed involved in the motor imagery task. In summary, children with unilateral cerebral palsy use motor imagery to solve the hand laterality judgment task. Children with unilateral cerebral palsy are impaired in accuracy, but not in reaction time in the hand laterality judgment task. And performance in the hand laterality judgment task is associated with working memory and functional performance. This result suggests that indeed, motor imagery may have a role in the rehabilitation of kids with unilateral cerebral palsy. However, more research is required. Thank you very much.